Penguin Random House Audio presents The Brief Wondrous Life of Oscar Wao by Juno Diaz. Read for you by Lin-Manuel Miranda and Karen Olivo.
They say it came first from Africa, carried in the screams of the enslaved. That it was the death bane of the Tainos, uttered just as one world perished and another began. That it was a demon drawn into creation through the nightmare door that was cracked open in the Antilles. Fuku Americanus, or more colloquially, Fuku, generally a curse or a doom of some kind, specifically the curse and the doom of the New World. Also called the Fuku of the Admiral because the Admiral was both its midwife and one of its great European victims. Despite discovering the New World, the Admiral died miserable and syphilitic, hearing Dike, divine voices. In Santo Domingo, the land he loved best, what Oscar, at the end, would call the ground zero of the New World, the Admiral's very name has become synonymous with both kinds of Fuku, little and large. To say his name aloud, or even to hear it, is to invite calamity on the heads of you and yours. No matter what its name or provenance, it is believed that the arrival of Europeans on Hispaniola unleashed the Fuku on the world, and we've all been in the shit ever since. Santo Domingo might be Fuku's kilometer zero, its port of entry, but we are all of us its children, whether we know it or not. But the Fuku ain't just ancient history, a ghost story from the past with no power to scare. In my parents' day, the Fuku was as real as shit, something your everyday person could believe in. Everybody knew someone who'd been eaten by a Fuku, just like everybody knew somebody who worked up in the Palacio. It was in the air, you could say, though.